God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 5, blessed shall you be in your basket and your store. Now, what is that? You know what's comparable to a basket today? Checking account. That's right. You know what's comparable to your store? Savings account. This would also include investments of numerous kinds. Right? Wherever the Lord leads you to invest. Now, you don't save for a rainy day. Did you hear me? No. You save for a glorious future. Right? And whatever the Lord will lead you to, He might deal with you to pull it all out and give it away. Right? Whatever He says to do. But you invest. And you give Him something to bless both in your current, like a checking account and your current operational stuff, but you also have store places and store stuff for Him to bless. And the Bible says it's blessed. Right? Are you there? Someone said, Brother Keith, I ain't got anything to put in a checking account. Yeah, but you're not going to stay that way. Right? So you should be happy tonight that you're thinking about your storage places. Glory. And before too long, you could say, you know, I got money in that bank, and I got money in that bank over there, and I got some money in that bank over there too. Y'all are not excited enough about this. Y'all looking at me like I'm just talking wishful thinking, like I'm just, huh? I'm talking about you. You. Multiple storage places. And it's all blessed. That means it's increasing. It's multiplying. Right? Blessed. Verse 6. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Another one says, blessed in your journey and blessed in your coming home. Now, you know, you are usually, well, I guess virtually all the time, you're either coming or going. Right? So when you're going, tell me. Does that mean anything? Yes. What does that mean? To most folk, it means nothing. We looked it up. The literal Hebrew rendering is endued or empowered to succeed. You got power to be a success.
Thank you, Lord.
There's power, there's anointing, there's grace in you and on you every time you go out. And every time you come in. Right? Now, why are we talking about this? Because faith comes by hearing. Why do you see some people amazingly blessed and others just bump along all their life? Because some folk believe this, and many do not. And we're going to keep preaching it. We're going to keep talking about it until everybody in here just smiles from ear to ear because they are so convinced, I am blessed. I'm blessed. When I walk in the church, I'm blessed. When I leave the church, I'm blessed. I walk out of my bedroom, I'm blessed. I walk into the kitchen, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. My checking accounts are blessed. My savings accounts are blessed. All my investments are blessed. My kids are blessed. All my business stuff is blessed. Blessed. What does it mean? Endued, empowered to succeed. Can't fail. Because I'm anointed to succeed.
Amen.
The only way I could fail is to break off from God. Get away from Him, try to go my own way and be disobedient. Long as I'll stay with Him, He always causes me to triumph. I am anointed. I am destined to win and overcome and succeed. If we really believe this, it'd be hard to sleep. Are you and I really anointed, destined, appointed to succeed and be victorious? Yes. It's our destiny. We're not destined to fail. We're blessed to success. Blessed will you be when you come in, and blessed you'll be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. Now that's not good for your enemies. This is a part of the original blessing of Abraham. He said, them that bless you will be blessed. Those that curse you will be cursed. So, folks shouldn't mess with us. They really shouldn't. You know, one of the worst things that a person could do is hurt a child of God. But in particular, be successful in genuinely hurting or restricting or limiting a real ministry of God. Now, friend, somebody's going to have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ or the great white throne, whichever it is, and answer for that. Did you hear me? Somebody that really is effective in preventing people from getting the gospel, shutting down and hindering and restricting a real church or a real ministry that's working for God, that's serious business. Those people, the Bible tells them that the curse is coming to them. It's committed to them and judgment. Aren't you glad that's not you? You're not going to hurt any churches, right? Or any ministries or any children of God. Right? No. That's why, even though it looks like somebody messed up or did something stupid or whatever, it just pays to just keep your mouth shut because you don't know the whole story and just say, well, hey, that's between them and the Lord. I'm praying for them. I hope they do good. I hope they get straightened out, right? Lest you say something inadvertently without meaning to, because the Bible says we'll give an account for those idle words like that. We're blessed. What do blessed people do? They bless others, right? With their words and their stuff. The Lord is going to cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They'll come out against you one way, and they will flee before you seven ways. That means they're scattered. The Lord shall command the blessing on you in your store houses. How many think something happens when the Lord commands? What did He command? The blessing. Does this belong to you now? Are we just reading something in the Old Testament that's irrelevant? No, the Lord told us. We're redeemed from the curse. Hadn't got to that yet. It comes later in the chapter. But we've been given the blessing. The Lord's commanded the blessing on us in our storehouses. And in all that you set your hand to. Everything you undertake, one translation says, He will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Glory. The Lord will establish you a holy people to Himself as He's sworn. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in His ways. If. And all the people of the earth will see that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they'll be afraid of you. And the Lord will make you plenteous in stuff. You can't hyper-spiritualize this. This is stuff. Right? Goods. What's that? That's not revelation. That's not anointing. That's not wisdom. It's stuff. Stuff. Everybody say stuff. Does God want you to have stuff? Lots of stuff. Right? You can give it away. You can enjoy some of it. Amen. Stuff. Plenteous. Plenty of stuff. plenteous in goods. One says, the Lord will make you overabundant. And in the fruit of your body and your cattle and the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open unto you His good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain in the land in your season and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend unto many nations and you shall not borrow. The Lord told us that by the Spirit not long ago. He was taking us from owing to owning. You can't lend out stuff that you don't own. Right? Isn't that what He's talking about? Taking you from the place of owing, getting you to the place where you don't need to borrow. Did you hear me? You don't have to go pay for the privilege of using somebody else's money. You got your own. Well, I got five people that like this besides me. It costs to use other people's money. Have you found that out? Why would you go borrow the money? Because you don't have it. And you pay dearly for the privilege of using their money. But here's something that a lot of Christians in this room have not had much experience in, but we're going to find out something about it. You've paid interest for decades, and lots of it. There are people who get interest, who are paid interest. Did you know that? There are people who get checks on a regular basis. Did you hear me? Instead of paying it out, they're getting paid. God's going to show us about that. There's people in this room tonight. You've never had that. You've never experienced that. And I'm not talking about loaning to your Christian brother on interest. There's scriptures that talk about that. I'm just talking about in the market. Right? Money markets and investments and things like that. Instead of you paying interest, they'll be paying you. All your money will still be there. And yet here's a check for the privilege of using your money. You've never done that before, but there's people in this place who are going to experience that. You're going to find out about that. And you, instead of borrowing, you will be able to lend. I didn't make this up. I'm reading the Bible. Right? You will lend unto many nations and you shall not borrow. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Covenant of Prosperity, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R521. That's R521, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me the victory.